Celia, the day is November 25th, 2020.
Querida Celia, the day is, December 23rd. Today's December 23rd. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. Right? So I graduate in 4 days. The day today is May 18th, 2021.
The day is June 2nd, 2021. The day is February 15th, and it is 1:43 a.m.
I hope that when you listen to this, estoy super lista.
Y va a ser muy divertido. Okay, that's all.
Love you, bye.
Today is February 21, 2023. Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. And today, I wanted to make this podcast episode interactive because I feel like I haven't done that yet. And I thought it would be really fun. And I was talking to one of my friends. And this is what inspired this podcast. Because I was telling her, I was talking to my friend Stephanie. And I said, Stephanie, I keep putting myself in really shitty situations. And I don't know why. I honestly don't know why. I said, I feel like I deserve a healthy love. And she stops me for a second and says, but do you? Do you actually believe it? I said, yeah, of course I believe it. And she said, then why do you keep putting yourself in shitty situations? And I was like, oh, no me digas. I literally had such a moment of realization. I was like, no, no way. Sorry, I just hit the microphone. I said, you're so right. If I believe that I deserve something so amazing, why do I stay in bad situations? Why do I allow myself to be put in bad situations where someone is not treating me well, where someone is not treating me with respect, or somebody's just not showing the effort that I know I deserve? And I sat there and I was like, Stephanie, you are speaking too many facts today. And Stephanie's probably going to hear this and like laugh her head off because she remembers how stunned I was. Yeah, I was telling herself, I was like, oh, I found myself in this situationship. And she said, well, why did you stay? What do you mean, why did I stay? Well, why did you stay? If you know you don't deserve that, why did you stay? Because I thought it would work out. But if it was already not working out, why did you stay? Because I felt like it was what I deserved. Ves? Because you didn't feel like you deserved a healthy, stable relationship with someone. I gasped. My mouth, just my jaw, what? And I was sitting there thinking, like, wow, do I really feel like I don't deserve this? Because that's the way I've been acting, right? Like, actions speak much more than words. Actions speak louder than words. Apologies. I got the saying wrong. I'm sorry. My bilingual brain is working overtime right now. And I was like, why do I feel like I don't deserve this? Why do I keep putting myself in situations where people are not treating me the way I know I deserve to be treated? Where, you know, people aren't committing to me. That's the biggest thing. I've put myself in situations where guys like me for a while, and then they're like, you know what? I'm not ready for a relationship. And I was like, bro, why do I keep attracting these people? Because something else that's literally a lot of this podcast is going to be what my friends have told me in the last, like, you know, however long. That really stayed with me and really impacted me so meaningfully and so greatly that it felt like I got smacked. It felt like I got, like, punched in the face. And they're like, see? In a good way. Punched in the face in the realization sort of way. And my friends were like, yeah, everyone you attract is a mirror of your subconscious. Let me say that again. They said, every single person you attract is a mirror of how you feel about yourself, is a mirror of your subconscious feelings about yourself. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Why did I never realize? It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. And I really had to go internally and I was like, why do I have these feelings about myself? Why do I have this feeling that people always leave? Right? That I told my friend that. I said, you know, and this is like Stephanie and one of my best friends from home. I was telling them, I was like, I feel like people always leave. I feel like people will never put in the effort. I feel like people always will somehow, for some reason, get sick of me. And they're like, well, that's what you're putting out. If you believe that, that's what you're going to attract. What? Like, it makes so much sense. And they're like, you really need to rewire that part of your brain that's telling you that. Because consciously, you know you deserve better. Consciously, you know that you want to attract a meaningful love, a love that stays, a love that treats you well, a love that always has respect for you, a love that always has interest in you. But subconsciously, you have that fear because you've had those trust issues from the past. And you got to dissociate from that. You got to say, this has happened in the past. I'm done with it. I'm not connected to it. It already happened. It's not going to happen again. So I don't fear it. I don't fear it. And the way I also started thinking about it is I trust myself. I've always gotten myself through any situation I've always been in. I've survived 100%, 110% of my worst days. And I've come out stronger each time. Even when nobody was around, even when nobody helped me, even when people treated me like absolute trash, even when people I loved left, brutally left, I picked myself up and I was like, you know what? I'm a chingona. I was born to be a chingona. I was raised by chingona women. I was raised by people that were like, don't let anybody tell you what you can do. And I mentioned this almost in every podcast. But a lot of those feelings are also connected to being bullying in the past, where I was like, well, I was myself and people didn't like it. Forget that. Forget that. I'm telling you right now, if you feel this way, forget that. Forget any opinion anybody has had in the past, because you need to realize that the way people think about you, that's a projection about themselves. The way people behave around you, that's the way they feel about themselves. They're projecting it onto you. 99% of the time, it has nothing to do with you. People are just there. There's a saying that's like, hurt people, and insecure people make for insecure lovers. Those are like the two sayings I've always heard. And it's so true, because people will always treat you the way they feel about themselves because they don't know how else to be. Because if they're constantly saying this mindset to themselves, obviously that's the only thing they're gonna know. So this is kind of like, I think of it as breaking generational cycles, right? Like, there's so many things we're doing to break generational cycles as first generation students, as, first generation children of immigrants. We also need to break those cycles of trauma, almost, where if somebody did something to you, if somebody said something to you, if someone left this, I made this poem and it's going like super viral on TikTok right now, which I'm like, oh, like it almost makes me sad because it's such a powerful poem. But the poem was about bullying and I wrote it a really, really long time ago, but I just re-recorded it recently. And along the lines, it said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will break my confidence. Words will break my trust. Words will linger in my head until who I am becomes who I was. They say words won't make me bleed, that words won't scrape my knees, but words will make me touch rock bottom, drowning in my tears created seas. I was a child when I first started being bullied. The words started out small, children being children. They said I wouldn't remember it after all. But words are like tattoos, permanently engraved on my being, because words become beliefs once you're forced to start agreeing. And it's going super viral on TikTok right now. And I was like, I'm so sorry that so many people feel connected to this. Because I remember how I felt when I wrote it, and I was like, oh my God, I have all these trust issues within me because of things other people have said about me. And I remember for so long I felt so ugly, so unlovable because of all these other things that people said. And then I took a step back and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. These aren't tattoos. These aren't permanently on me. And I thought about it almost as like, when you're written on with permanent marker on your skin, like somebody writes on you with a Sharpie, and you're like, oh my God, it's a permanent marker. And then it like washes off in a couple days, and you're like, oh, it was temporary. It was temporary. And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of emotional work to really sit down and be like, okay, here's all the shitty feelings I've ever had, everything bad that somebody has said about me. And they're not true. They're not true. And it takes a lot of self-love to come to that point, because you have to love yourself enough to be like, no, I'm not going to let you insult someone I love. And it also takes not insulting yourself anymore, because you need to protect yourself. You need to stand up for yourself, for yourself. And I just all this to say, all this tangent, I was saying, I have all these ingrained beliefs about how people don't put in effort, about how, sometimes people might want to and they won't. how sometimes people never will, even if you want them to, right? The saying is like, if he wanted to, he would. If they wanted to, they would. I was like, I don't know if anybody will ever want to. I don't know if anyone will ever will. Will ever will. I don't know if anyone ever will. Sorry. I'm a little rambly tonight, but so I was talking to my friends about this, and my friends started giving me examples of nice things that their partners have done for them. They said, no, Celia, it exists. It exists. Somebody has done it. Somebody has done it for me. And then we started talking about all these different things, all these nice things that other people that are not romantic partners have done. Your friends, your family, somebody at school, a stranger, all these kind, thoughtful things that people do every day. And I was like, oh my God, it exists. I've always been in this lack mentality, this scarcity mindset of, no, I'm always lacking. I don't have it. When in fact, I'm abundant. It's everywhere. Love is everywhere. Thoughtfulness is everywhere. Effort is everywhere. It's always there. If somebody wanted to, they would. And then I heard a saying the other day that I was like, oh my God, this is so good. It said, if they wanted to, they would. But if they won't, someone else will. Damn. I heard that and I was like, oh my God. So I had this idea for this podcast to ask you guys the most thoughtful, nicest things that people have done for you, not just romantic partners. And you guys sent in so many responses. And I'm just going to read a couple of them because I don't want this podcast to be insanely long. And I might make a part two if I really want to go in depth. And I'm going to keep everything anonymous. And I'm not going to read like all of the full stories because I want to make time for different ones. But I just thought if having this mindset change helped me, I thought it might help you. And it will also make manifesting a partner easier, right? Because you're like, it exists. I believe it exists. It's out there. Why would I ever settle for anything less than that? Okay? So I'm going to say all these wonderful things, and I want this to become your standard now. Don't let people treat you like trash because you are not a dumpster. You are not worth being treated like trash. You are a wonderful person who deserves good things. And we're just going to, for, you know, however long this podcast is, let's just listen to some really thoughtful things that people have done and realize that you also deserve this, that this can happen for you and will happen for you. Okay? All right. Let me go into my email and find some things. Okay. So the first one, this is by one of my friends, actually. She sent this in. So she says, hi, Celia. This is a vague story, but one of the many reasons I love my husband. This person, her dream is to become a physician. So she juggles a lot of different roles in her life as well. So she said, my husband, since we started dating, has always said his job as my partner is to help me make my dreams come true. Since I've had my son, he has always been the one taking care of our baby, so I can go to work, study, etc. He prepares breakfast for me to take to work in the morning and sometimes cooks us dinner. FYI, he doesn't like cooking and doesn't know much about cooking, but he tries. LOL. He just knows everything I like and will randomly bring me my favorite coffee from our favorite coffee shop or my favorite snacks. If I'm tired, he'll take the baby and let me take a nap. It's all the little gestures that I know he truly cares about me. He is my biggest fan and supporter. And of course, it's reciprocated. I love him just as much, and I spoil him too. We've been together for almost 9 years, and he has always treated me with respect and honestly loves me unconditionally. And then she ends the email with saying, never settle for less. Aw, thank you for sharing that. Okay, we're going to go to the next one. So I'm just going to keep reading these, and I just want them to sink in. That this is real stuff that people have done, okay? Someone said, they started with, I love your poetry and podcast. Thank you. I appreciate you. Okay. This person said, I always thought my expectations were outrageously high because that's what I was always told. I grew up watching romantic movies and listening to love songs, so I was always excited to have a relationship like that. And for a while, I never did. Okay. And I'm not going to read the entire thing because I don't want to expose too much information. So this person said, you know, I was excited to have a relationship like that for a while, and I never did. Then I met my current girlfriend. We both had had unhealthy relationships in the past and opened up to each other about what we wanted in this relationship. I always remember when I told her I rarely got gifts from past partners, and they wouldn't give back my feelings that I gave them. I would give people all my time and attention, but I rarely got any back. Anyway, she was appalled by this, and I could see her forming a little plan right there. A few days later, she invited me over to her house and cleaned up her room. And then in parentheses says, that's a lot for her. It's usually amazingly messy. LOL. She put my favorite movie on and brought in my favorite candy and my favorite drink. We cuddled while watching the movie, and it was nice to be the person who gets to be held instead of holding. Right after that, she brought me outside to the lake behind her house, and a lunch was set up, and she played a playlist that she made of my favorite songs. During Sandy from Greece, she stood on top of a rock and sang it to me with her voice as beautiful as an angel. Aw, she had learned all the words to one of my favorites, and she didn't even like that movie. Right after, we just laid there on the blanket, watching the water in silence, just looking at each other. That's when we shared our first kiss. Oh, stop! That's so sweet! It might not seem like she did much, but she made my year with that one single day. I hope that everyone finds someone like her someday. I really do, because I am so lucky to have her in my life. Aw. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, that's so sweet. That's straight out of a movie, man. Aw, I love that. I love that for you. Yes. Okay. I'm not gonna get distracted. I'm gonna move on to the next one. Okay, this person said, I made a new friend this year, or as you said, family. We bonded so quickly that we created a Telegram channel to talk about our thoughts and share our favorite content. Our friendship is nearly 5 months old, and fortunately, my birthday was in those months. I was feeling self-conscious and awful on my birth week, and my friend noticed. She hyped me up selflessly, told me I was prettier and smarter to be upset. Then on my birth night, at exactly midnight, she congratulated me in English. It's not our mother language, and it's quite hard for her in our Telegram channel. We have nicknames for each other. She's my heart with all its veins, and I'm her honeybee. Aw, she's an amazing person. She is so positive about everything, and I know how hard university life is for her. She is selfless and kind, and reminds me of all my potential. Aw, she's like you, Sally. Aw, stop. I'm gonna cry. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. I'm gonna keep saying, I'm really grateful that you guys sent these in, and I'm really sorry if I can't read all of them, because this podcast is, like I said, I might need to make a part two, or maybe I'll like record more later. Okay. On to the next one. This person says, this story was almost a year ago. I started to spend a lot more time with this person who I had a crush on for quite some time. So I decided to go a little further with her for a few months, January to April. Everything was amazing. We used to go out, text, and play video games all the time. I'm a massive Star Wars fan. I mean, massive. Star Wars is a very special and important part of my life. A symphonic Star Wars concert was announced for May, Star Wars month, in our hometown. I was excited, but not crazy, since I've already attended a few concerts like that, and also because it was kind of expensive for me as a student. One night, we were texting and talking, a very chill moment, and she asked me if I was going to go to the concert. I told her no, because of the reasons I mentioned before. She told me that she wanted to go, so I told her to do it, since I couldn't go. And then parentheses, I wish I could invite her myself, but it was a very hard situation money-wise. End parentheses. So she said to me, I'm inviting you to go. She took me to the concert. Let me clarify. A girl who I had a crush on for a while was willing to pay a ticket to a Star Wars concert for me. A big Star Wars fan. I mean, what? That's amazing. Hell yeah. The day arrived, May 6, 2022. She was dressed in a very cute green dress. She looked beautiful. I was speechless when I saw her. I was in a kind of elegant outfit. I always wanted to attend an orchestra concert wearing those kind of clothes. Immediately, it became a very special day. The moment that made the night was when the song Across the Stars played. That's a Star Wars love song. I asked her if I could take her by her hand, and she said yes. And for the whole song, we were hand in hand. To this day, it is my most special memory with her. At the end of the concert, I went home, and I remember being so happy for one of the most special days of my life. Even though things with her didn't go as I wished, we still became really good friends, and she's one of the most special people in my life after all. The thing about this story is that the concert was about something that's really important to me. And the fact that I got to attend it with her, that was awesome. Aw. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you so much for loving my poetry. I see the little note at the end. Okay. Next one. This person starts with, we call them best friends for a reason, you see? On a casual date at book fair, I told my friend about a book that was my first ever classic read and what it meant to me, and also how I've lost its original copy and it can't be found anywhere. It was shortly after that on my birthday, she gifted me the very book, leaving a note in it saying she knows what it means to me. I wondered where she might have found it, but it also struck me. Where did I find such a friend? Oh, that's beautiful! Stop! I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry. These are beautiful. This person says, hi, Celia. Hi. I adore your podcast, so I wanted to share a story of someone being kind to me. In October last year, my boyfriend of 2 years and 2 months broke up with me, without giving a clear reason. He had been my whole world for over 2 years, and it felt like my life had been pulled out from underneath my feet. Oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't want to be alone, so I asked my best friend if she was free to sleep over at my house that night, even though it was incredibly late notice. I didn't expect her to say yes, but she said yes instantly. She came to my house just a few hours later. She hugged me, talked to me. We talked about the breakup, but also silly and happy things. When it got late, and I started to come to terms with what had happened, she held my hand in bed next to me and told me how everything would be okay while I cried and cried and cried. The next morning, I was so upset that I was physically gagging, but she wasn't fazed. She was there to comfort me and encourage me to eat breakfast. While this may just be what's expected of a friend, I will never stop feeling grateful for her actions. I truly believe the reason I got over what turned out to be an even more horrible breakup than I'd imagined. Oh no! Oh no! Was due to the fact that the moment one kind of love was stripped away from me, I was forced to confront the fact that love is not just the romance of a relationship, and I should never take other types of love for granted. Hell yeah! Say it louder for the people in the back! Love is the giggles you share with your best friend, even though your world is falling apart. Love is selflessness. Love is the glowing feeling you get from spending time with people who care about you. Love comes in all shapes and sizes, and I truly believe the most precious love is that of friends. Hell yeah! I agree! Friends are humans who genuinely want to spend time with you for the joy of your presence, for your light. Friends don't get any personal gain from your company. They don't get any validation in the same way a significant other does. Friends are the purest form of what makes it so amazing to be human. Oh, that's true. I love my friends. I adore my friends so much. And I'm so glad that you have a good friend. Everybody should have good friends. Oh. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, I'm like smiling. Oh, I'm really sorry about your breakup. I've been there. I've definitely done the... I've definitely been so sad where like I couldn't eat. But it gets better. I promise it gets better. And I'm so glad that you realize that love is so abundant. Okay, let me go on to the next one. I'm gonna drink water. I just spilled water like all over myself. Oh, and my computer's dying. Okay, next one. Hi, here's a super wonderful moment that just happened recently. Ooh. I'm working on a super big research project for school about language, but I'm having trouble getting participants and support. It's a year-long project that directly relates to what I want to research for basically the rest of my academic career, so it's been a bit of a rough time. One of my now really close friends mentioned my project to someone she had never met before, just because they expressed a slight interest in the same subject as my study. And I got a surprise text from a random number later that day saying that my friend had talked about my project to her and that she wanted to participate. It was such a sweet gesture, and it made me feel so loved that my friend had kept me and my project in mind and was willing to seek help for me from a stranger. Aww. Aw, good luck on your project. I hope it goes well. And I'm so glad that somebody wants to participate. Aw. Oh, at the end, this person says, I love your podcast so much. Thank you for all your beautiful words. Aw, thank you for listening. Thank you for spending time with me and my rambling self. I feel like I'm always rambling. I'm going to start narrowing these down. These are a little longer. Like I said, I'm really sorry if I don't get to read what you sent me. Okay. This person says, hi. First, I would like to take a moment to thank you for all your wonderful poetry. Aw, your poetry makes us the hopeless and the hopeful romantics feel seen. Please continue to be the sunshine for all of us, and I wish you endless amounts of success in all your endeavors, and don't let anyone shine that light away from you. Thank you for everything, sending you divine blessings, and I hope you're having a wonderful afternoon. Oh my god, bro, it's like 11:21 p.m. It is not the afternoon. I need to go to bed. Oh my god, I'm at 9%. But thank you. Thank you. It always surprises me, which it shouldn't, when people are like, I love your poetry, blah, blah. Because in my head, I'm like, I just do it for fun, you know? Like, I do it for myself, and... it's so wonderful that so many people feel connected to it as well. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful for all of you. And like, really, it blows my mind. It fully blows my mind. Like, I just hit 400,000 on TikTok today. And my brother sent me the screenshot and was like, you hit 400,000. And I was like, what? Like, that's so many people. And I just, especially growing up being bullied and not having people like me and not being popular. I was never popular. I'm like, what? Why do people follow me? Like, but I'm trying to convince myself that I'm someone worth listening to. just like I try to convince all of you that you are worthy and you are more than enough. So thank you. Thank you. Okay, now to read the story of the nicest things that people have done for this person. So this person says, all my life, I've always felt different from others, and that often caused me to be a loner. Growing up, I had very few friends and often kept all my thoughts and feelings to myself. At that time, I didn't even think to have a diary because I was too caught up in my own insecurities and loneliness. Damn, I feel that. I hated going to school for that very reason. Most of my elementary school years were hell, and even high school was torture because I didn't really have friends that I could open up to. Damn. Also felt. And even in the little friendships that I did have, I was mainly the one that gave their all to maintain the friendship. I didn't really know what was expected of friendships, but I accepted the bare minimum, and that's all I ever knew of what to accept of people. However, after graduating college, I met some incredible people who have shown me the greatest lengths of love. Oh, I'm so glad. All these things may not mean a lot to some people, but they surely meant a lot to me. I remember once a coworker made vegan meatballs because I don't eat red meat. And first of all, vegan meat can be expensive. But despite that, she still made them for me. For me, who didn't think she deserved all that hard work. They were so yummy, but I will forever be thankful for the extra mile that she took to not make me feel left out. Another example of this was when someone at work gave me a card on the last day of my job, which was something along the lines of, don't stop being the change you want to see in the world. Aww. I'm like tearing up. I thought it was the sweetest thing ever because I sometimes find it hard to believe that I inspire others. Literally what I was just talking about. Oh my God. Twins. Especially when your whole existence has often been underappreciated, overshadowed, or ignored by those in your environment. Oh my God. This is going to make me cry. But I think the nicest thing that anyone has ever done for me is being there for me. Like just listening to me while I unraveled all my childhood traumas that I never really spoke to anyone about. I'm going to cry. I'm tearing up. I think all along, I was waiting for someone like them, having someone to make me feel seen and understood. It felt good to be in a space where I felt safe without judgment and just being able to release all my hidden emotions. It's like holding a secret portal for all my secrets, but onto a very trusting person that is willing to hold the door for you. Oh my God. Oh no, the tears are falling. This might have to be the last one, guys, because I'm fully crying on the floor of my closet right now. Put yourself together, Celia. Wow, what a line. You guys are some amazing writers. Aw, and I hope to do the same for them. I think that when two platonic souls on the same wavelength meet and open that bridge, it becomes an unbreakable link that lasts forever, even when they are no longer present in your life. Wow. 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 I just need to, like, sit with that for a second. Wow. You guys inspire me every day. You guys are amazing writers, and I'm blown away. I'm blown away. You guys are so eloquent in what you say. And I'm so glad that all these amazing things have been happening for you. And I'm so grateful that you're sharing them with me. Like, thank you. Thank you for letting me in on this special secret that is all these wonderful things. Oh my God. Wow. I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky to be here right now, like witnessing all this. And it's making me believe that we all deserve wonderful things, myself included. I feel like I never take my own advice, and that's terrible. But here I am, trying to take my own advice. Okay, I think this is going to be one of the last ones I share. And then I'll say a couple nice things that people have done for me. And then I need to stop because my computer's going to die. But this person says, Celia, I saw your story and felt compelled to share the story. It's about my best friend. We'll call him Otto. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. I was once hanging with him and his brothers at a park. And one of them, in a confusing turn of events, ran head-on into me. And I sprained my ankle mid-fall. Oh no, I'm so sorry. Otto immediately jumped into action and carried me to a bench. He then ran a mile home and a mile back with ice and help. I don't know. I just think that was one of the most meaningful things he ever did. Oh my God. Oh my God, that's amazing. A mile, 2 miles? Oh my God. That's amazing. Wow. Wow. If they wanted to, they would. If they wanted to, they would. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. Wow. Thank you so much to everyone that shared. I'm really sorry if I didn't get to read some of the answers, but thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to type them up, and I'm going to read all of them. So if I don't respond, I'm sorry. It's just because I always have a million bajillion things happening, but thank you. Thank you so much, really. And for everyone that's saying, I love your poetry. Thank you. I'm so glad that you do, and I'm so glad that it connects with so many of you, and you make me feel like I have a purpose. and I'm not just sending words out into the void. So thank you. And I'm just going to end this really, really quickly because I'm at 3% and I hope my computer doesn't die. Saying that a lot of nice things have been done for me, and it's easy to forget when somebody doesn't stay in your life or when things don't go as planned. But something that really kind of came out for me when I was thinking about all this is I had a Friendsgiving with my friends not too long ago in November. And I've been vegan since I was 16, and people always love to make little vegan jokes, and I always never really feel included because there will be a vegan option, but most people don't want to eat vegan if they don't have to. And this Friendsgiving, we were all bringing different dishes. And there was like a good amount of us. There was like maybe 7 or 8 of us friends. And every single main dish at that party was vegan for me so that I could also enjoy it. Everyone took the time to make something that I could eat so that I wouldn't feel left out. And that's why the vegan meatballs one was like making me tear up, because I was like, yeah, I feel this. And it was wonderful. And then they celebrated me hitting 150,000 on TikTok. They surprised me. And now I'm at 400, which is insane. But yeah, I'm just going to end it there. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I'm going to have to do a part 2 of this because this was amazing. And just remember, this is your standard now. This is people, you deserve to be treated well and with respect. And you deserve the effort and the praise. And I'm so excited to see all of you guys be happy and loved. And thank you for sharing abundance into this world. We're creating abundance. We're rewriting our brains to show us that we deserve good things. So thank you so much. And I will see you in the next episode. Okay, bye.